Check in with the Untitled Podcast. The podcast boys are here. Me and Lloyd are here, and we have a special guest in the building, Mr. Vusam Kaya. That's his stage name, though, right? Yeah. So Vusam Kaya is joining us for an interesting conversation where we'll just maybe talk about his journey as an artist and also why he's back in the city of Kings since he left us and went to other countries. But anyway, yeah, we're back again. It's good to have you, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, how's your arrival and journey?
So far, so good.
So far, so good.
I'm enjoying Bulawayo.
Got a good welcome.
Bulawayo is home.
Yes. Bulawayo is home.
Yes.
And this is where you fell in love with music, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a very young age.
Yeah. I saw you have a nickname. Is it what? Manyata, Manyata, or something like that you were given by your uncle. Because
Manyanyata.
Manyanyata, yeah. I saw that. I was like, yo. Because apparently he got the nickname because he used to be one of those kids. Remember, I got maybe upset, didn't I? Blind. So
that was me. So I mean, entertainer family. We were going to be and so on. So the name Manyanyata comes from this cartoonist. Wagule a musician who talked Manyanyata. I don't remember it because I was 4 or 5 years old. But it was in my mother's house. Nangis Lung Sailor and dance and true stuff, so what's my pizza, my yacht? So, whatever, and you're going to be visual and
that's when you fell in love with music, or
I think so. Because even in Kaya, I'm to be a voice of a Miss Amaya. Like I just
till today,
yeah. Kaya, my yacht, so yeah.
I check that's also a title for one of your albums.
Yes,
it's the last one, was it?
The last one is.
But what I find very interesting about the album title is the fact that it's sort of like giving a nod to people that supported you, yes, or people that saw potential in you, that saw the talent in you.
Yes, I mean the last album it was personal because I wanted to acknowledge,
okay,
yeah, like you're saying, abantu who supported me, abantu who know me before.
But how was it? Did you wake up one day and go, "Ah, was that?" I mean, I feel like in the talent look clever. This is what I want to pursue.
Like I said, I didn't know. I'm not as easy as touring is very jealous one. I'm just kumbuli because I'm not.
Yeah.
So when jealous when I wrote and would get all my chai fan and kayo clever since then. But I think the 9 years in say primary school, I'm clever to primary chavalan. Mrs. Madima, you are a shabby choir. So, my friend, but then whom I am Tara Kamis require. Obviously, I change a Sunday choir in a woman cousin. No, so some of our funners, my cousin, I've been at a time going a lot of fun of a name. So, I was 9 and I thought it's cool to be so quiet in Laman Casa. And so, I went to the choir and I enjoyed singing. What I practice over into one, going to a junior school choir. Then scripture in the secondary school.
Scripture in the school. You were preaching or just a.
No, music. Just go. We know a school of all my Boy Scouts, some girl guys. And then with scripture union, go to chess club and so on. Mm. So now I go scripture union and I joined the scripture union because of the music.
Music.
Another interesting thing that I saw about you, say school, you were also a sportsman.
Yes.
Do you want to tell us
which sports did you do?
To today. You know,
yeah, I used to play. I'm a sports school cool. And some of my friends are in Jalalawo. Abani are successful right now.
Oh.
When you say America or to the scholarship, when you say Kenya, he's heading the department called sports, success in Dala, a primary school. I played two sports actually. I think I was going to excel in those.
But it was a tough decision to decide to say, man, I into sports or music?
It was easy because sports is a system that has funny money. And I was going to travel. You know, middle class family, I was in the railways. So, though coming home, crash home, shelter, that's a little tennis. I'm funny, my kids, I'm funny. No, so I was in the tennis court. So we were APAC manager competition. So I was able to get the equipment and so on. I was like, what is the tennis? I was like, what is the tennis? So I think the decision you gave was not my decision, but it was financial because we would have a long time.
Okay.
But yeah. Playing tennis then, I was going to be a PAC because I was tournaments. I was going to be lunch, I was going to be white, I rackets and so on. So, I was going to tennis like that. Yes. And then I started playing rugby. A school of football, rugby was good because, you know, my uniforms always apply a school.
Okay.
I said, the man, I want to, I wish I would have known as usually my. Yeah.
I also used to play rugby.
Yeah.
Nice school. Yeah. I said, it was a long time ago.
No, I played rugby.
Hey, I was a kumbuya.
Wow.
Yeah. I was also a sports person.
Good. Cool.
So, and then let's talk about Insiza. How did that group come to
Insiza.
Be? Insiza. Yeah.
In Singizi, I was in secondary school in Zilegazi. I was in secondary school in Chabalala, Form 1 or Form 2. And then Form 3 or Form 4, I was in Dun. And I was in secondary school because I was in the school. So then, So Form 3 or Form 4. But it was good because I was in Dun, just around the corner.
Okay.
So when Jelu die, Friday we were town. Mm-hmm. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, never lap and tamu se mbile kaya. So it didn't feel like uba se kaya kaya because in 45 minutes you also se town.
Okay.
And then nafika kona ngale, I joined also a choir. Na labenga ngufunda kona ngale nafika ngawule choir nganhlabe. So I joined the choir there, ngawule mbube group in 2001. Then there was an event there organized by Ministry of Education and Culture. We are from Gobulawayo, the Manyama Group Satlavela. So, in Singiz, when I found the SOVAS. So, they came, Konangale was a performer, let us perform.
Yep.
And I met the guys and became friends. So, I came to Form 4, I penned in the town. Then I hooked up with them. Babe, was we wrestled in Yachi, second, and Yachi Youth Center in Popom. That was we got to the school. So, now I joined, and then Sakane Sugu. Yes, I know, Clavilla, you know, in chat to any of my events and so on.
Are
you getting paid for chat to you? Yes. You know, we're just rehearsing every day, it's push us, rehearse without gigs. Okay. And then, we'll teach our club, why we be a gig, Konapan, and Boy, what do you have? Why does anybody in Chama shows? Because, you know, Tina's a way passion, more passion than who wears the man. What do you get? Anyone's a fan of Lomundo. Over extend on four, I hand by what tomatoes in market. It's only like fresh tomatoes. Kunga wo yomu yomund. If you go to Nenji, omu yomund to say I'm on 6. A change amar rechecks amat tomatoes. Ewa advertise. I want to go about ten in the neighborhood. Lo ane la tomatoes amar show a sign upon so on Peter. Ewe loke complain. Uchi kona. Owa I want to change amat tomatoes. La ane amar rechecks. Nang la amat tomatoes are fresh. But I want to be ours. Saying what the Tina CRS and our content is good, but we don't have shows, we're not making money. Amanyama groups, it's as a border money, but pants, Mitch and Awalaji, we're making money already. So, what is the water is a change, Sunny? So, as if we're in London, so we started, you know, going around, asking a bona man to practice a step from Chato. So, I said, performance, then the group you perform in which other group, the news high is performing. That's what I'm a show is Golo and so on. That's what Toa, Woplamtri, Emma Porting Schools, Chama shows. Yes, sir. Because the guys were, I mean, I'm a Kayaman and Yawas because of music. That's Hamba, Woskotini, Mawabeni, Labona Porting Schools, Konaman and Sas perform. Yes, this was 1993-94, around there.
Yeah, that was
fun. And then we did our first tour. Out of Zimbabwe in 1995.
Oh,
okay.
1995. That's way before.
That's way before.
It's first time for you to see reaction, yeah, but
first time you got the flame machine.
First
time you want a reaction, yeah, to our music. and first time to get paid properly. No, I'm chatting, I negotiate, I will make about $20, $30. But then, first time for us to do a gig or gigs, pull a contract. You know, silo tour manager, someone driving us to the gigs. If you gig, you can also say, you know, what you would change in a stage. Before that, Singapore, so Australia's commas, it was figure set up the stage. You know, things motor, hitchhiking and stuff. But Katesi, so humble, you can do it. I mean, there were so many things. First time, we had a hotel and have your own room. You know, and then now, so good tour, we had a room here. And Pumex, I remember first day, Sahamba was show excel. I penned on a toilet room, I'm cleaning and everything. Humba, Janda. Because no, there's a question. In Hulun Peta, so you're not used to all those things.
So I feel like that also opened maybe in Montiaco to see what you can reach other places than just home. Like what you're doing right now.
The respect I want to waste Nigayon compared to at home. You know, at home, I want to have a travel, or umuntu ngala plan isekhawuthi mina ngihlabele because I want to wins. But then when I realized kuna abanye abantu bathatha music serious njengomsebenzi kuyakwenza lawe ukuthi kona upush even more because you know ukuthi hayi I saw madlone lawe ngiyenzayo something that people really appreciate.
But I'm sure it's also painful when you see yourself being appreciated out there more than being appreciated at home.
Yeah, it's not easy. It's not easy, but then at the end of the day, you know, Swanke says a lot is peeling. Do I prefer to be appreciated at home? To be appreciated outside, I'm going to peel and also my family. And so it would be good to be appreciated at home as well. But unfortunately, in Zuzo, I'm going to humble.
So, then for you guys then as a group, then when you start making your own music, when you branch out as a solo artist, how did they take it?
Savumelana because one of my groups, Sancho. Sometimes the creativity, you know, less card lapo or lose a corner, you know, energy to create. Or creating the same content all the time.
Yeah.
So we agreed to which corner. Now, a corner of Nuguenza something else, or you know, you want to. Because that's clever limbo, Bianco. So if you feel like doing any type of music or with other people, just like in a family, we are cooler and kind. Now, so cooler, you can so I'm be a lot and clearly with. But I see which one I've been in. If you're familiar, you're neglecting because you can always come back home. So the other guys, we are still working together. We are doing our projects like our inside. But then, Insignis is our home, so we get to come back home and do our thing. So it was easy. It was easy for us to. Because we won't go into our projects like our inside.
And I'm not so sure of this source that I read, but there's one of your albums that sold.
So is it like 250,000 units?
Yes.
North America.
Yes. Our second album that we did, Lansing is sold in North America. EOE album that changed our lives, so to say, more than, I mean, the tour changed our lives, but the album that we did was 2004. It sold 2.5 million copies.
Quarter million, 250,000.
It's now going to, I mean, it's about 300,000. So in North America, in the USA.
But is it sort of like the, it was like an expectation that you guys had, or it was something that just was mind-blowing?
Wait, no, I mean, my numbers, Lawas was like all hip-hop, like all R&B, and Tina has a recorder open. Like what I do even now, I just go in the studio and record. Utaban was a thing, because I insist, man, you can't wear a leg. So I mean, I believe we took on a now sense content or record. We were never disappointed. Our worst one was a receiver, Jani Lukuzayako. So we went in there, started record the album, and we were surprised. So we were telling we took on an album is doing well in the USA. We were not expecting it. We were not expecting it. So we were still at first. And then we saw the numbers. And then, you know, first year, one of my numbers, and the news of a good. But you're looking at believe until I'm a royalty of Christ, who were. Then you say, okay, but then you see, let's see, you know. So, yeah. This was in 2004.
Wow. Yeah. But it's a journey.
Yeah. That's been a long journey.
Yeah, it's a journey.
But I think that's the amazing thing about music. You don't know who it will reach.
Yes, true.
Because I'm sure, yeah, you were surprised, you were mind blown with people that don't even, can't even understand the language,
yes,
are so receptive towards
and, music. And America, we went to the States after the album, that's where we started getting bookings. Mm-hmm. So we were in before we were even on tour. Konangal.
Oh.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But at least also, I'm glad you guys, this happened maybe overseas, because I mean, overseas artists are respected in terms of like royalties. It's different from back home where you can have someone with one of the biggest songs in the country. But I'm a royalties, my where you see them, you complain, every city can't do anything about it.
Yeah, true. I mean, I'm a Zimura. I think we're converted to Zim dollars or a bond. So I've seen a artist complain and so on. But
what would you think would be the best way to approach things? Maybe, let's say, for a musician. Was making music lah,
yeah.
And I feel like my music is being received badly in Zim, but they're not happy when it comes to our royalties.
My advice is have a hambeway register SAMRO South Africa,
okay.
Because a SAMRO will need a password you can log in online and follow in local scenario. So we are born in a way to put it on a yelp and change sing up in Gome, change sing up. La Mafika Zangone Okwakwakwansuwa landed. So Israel is a royalty collecting society.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm registered in Austria, for example. So I can see, in Angela online, I can tell you which the next royalty check here, roughly I'll be imagining based on in a online.
Okay.
But it's more a man working to Israel and San Lancho. You are a good chair, when you can't follow a progress, why would you want to slay $20? Would you figure in January $20 for a panel hours?
You don't know.
But you know, if you register with DistroKid, your own album, you can look in Osborne and when I went to okay, yeah, America, I changed, I downloaded 40 times and I paper downloaded 10 times. So I would advise which I want to be busy in Zen. First, register is SAMRO in South Africa. I will put a little more. It's more than $30, I think. SAMRO is free of charge. They just need your passport. That's it. And also upload your own music, my iTunes and so on through DistroKid. Who's in Zen? Or ask someone on a PayPal account or a credit card. When the little ones will log in, then collect your own money.
Yeah, that's very insightful. I'd like to delve into your personal life a bit. Seriously, chill the music.
good luck.
Vusa, do you drink alcohol? Do you take alcohol?
No, I don't drink. I've never drank.
Never
drank at all. I've never drank at all. I've never drank at all in my life.
Wow.
That's amazing.
And you have not deserved that.
No. Even though he access young Konikon, especially you know, performing and traveling, we have a backstage. We have a lot of people. So,
Vusa, let's say Gule 12. You're booked back to back every day. You're booked. How do you deal with that pressure? Tomorrow, we're going to another city. Tomorrow, another city. And you know what? Maybe we're performing in a stadium where there are like 50,000 people.
It's got a few human stadiums, but not stadiums. I mean, I'm a theater. We've done like a theater tours where we perform. Like the longest, I think, was 29 days every night.
Then how do you deal with that?
I know you just go on stage, perform, get a top us, ulale or play games and stuff. You know, but when I
no drinking, no smoking.
We are one of us which I'm a candidate saying, and I'm thinking, I don't want to be like these guys, you see, because I was like crew, I'm a baby, Nata, and so on. But it's saying, I'm going to want to have any stress, I'm going to be Nata, and so on. But yeah.
Something interesting that I noticed. Multiple award winner, Nama, the Venama, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, how did you receive that news? With I no dinama this LA category ngekavusa le.
Hayi category ngaso yami think ngoku yi best diaspora is.
But lady award this is the keeper sesebhubhuti.
Ngangilab last year in February I was in Bulawayo at the Endaba Cafe. Ukuda nguye wabona first. And then he said, ah, put us. Nominate you, but I'm Nama, you were sharp. So I was leaving, I think. That's sugar before the hours. Okay. So he went to Harare to represent. We didn't know which is a collector. Okay, yeah. Because Amaya, like Chema was nominated. Uh-huh. And Abaya Bandu, who were popular. Minagula Mdua was Jimban, especially Nad. And I remember when my name was called, Ogose HICC. And I won't even do Yangon. I went, ooh, because they were expecting someone else. And they had no idea you could do some kayang one a gym see. So good I went in. Yeah. I mean I was honored with Tikona, you know, like Inama is a national award.
Yeah, it is.
Which Bakona went to Abba Kangel and Long was to wanna Bakangel. Because I mean I don't do this for my awards or anything. I do it first because for the love of music. Anything else will land the life so we bonus.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. And family, do you have any kids?
I know it's a personal life. Do you have any wife?
My nephews and nieces and everyone.
Wives?
Wives?
I'm not married. Wives? No. I'm not married yet.
Yes, I'm sure you've seen the recent story about child marriages.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
I think it's not right.
The situation.
It's wrong. No, I don't. I mean, not I think. It is not right. Wabantwana kumele bafunde, bekhule bebe ngabantwana. And enjoy being children.
Yeah.
Bezenze nama choices abo sebekhulile. Ukuthi abantwana be forced into marriages bengakwazi bayenzani, akukho right.
Yeah.
And I think the government should intervene and make indaba le ama child marriages kube indaba vele ukuthi umuntu, if possible, engene ejele ngoba umntwana kumele abe umntwana enjoy ama privileges oba umntwana ehambe esikolo and have a decent life just like umntwana wonke
yeah.
And then nxa sebele 18 be decide of ngokwenza
do that
yes. So but, mina I'm against
but then you find out that these things have been going on for a long time a long time in these certain religious sects so I'd like to ask you, do you think ukuthi sometimes religion imposes some let's say some methods or some standards in society that are not really morally right?
Sometimes, yes, but you go back to the constitutionalism.
So, who's your favorite artist right now? I saw you tweeting a lot about Skhosana.
yes, I was. You know, Skhosana, you know, he brought out Intete a few days ago. So, mina, I support Amanda artist of Bulawayo. And I try to push Lapeng Gwanisa. And I also do collaboration and stuff. So, what was Skhosana, you know, he found his winning formula. And Awenzayo, Biam Sevenzela, and the only thing that we can do as artists and creatives is to sim support the people who are going to be able to do that. Whether it's at the end of the day, we just have to push it.
Yeah. I thought maybe it was a Kipi remix. I saw you did a remix. Last time, I got them loot. Ah, life changing. Remix.
I mean, these last days, I'm going to take a running off and then remix and so on. So, I'm busy at Kajesa Studio working on a project and also traveling. I've been traveling a lot these last days. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, let's see what we have. We need to do that. But my favorite artist right now is Zimbabwe. I was in Zimbabwe.
Before we go,
I think in Zim right now, we are changing. We are in Skat. Right now, in Zim, Mrs. K.
Okay.
Right now.
Yeah.
Yes. Maybe next month, but at the moment,
Sis K.
I like his content and the way he apalanga yungo.
I saw there's a song, I think, that he did with like an international artist or something. Sis K is dope.
We just did two songs together. Sis K, we recorded 2 days ago.
Fire.
So watch out.
Okay. So you've been working with whom? Sis K. I saw also a picture of you, Mimi.
Yes, I've been working with Mrs. K, Mimi, Luke Deluxe, Charlie, Mashaba, and Namshaba. I'll be working with Begiwe and also other musicians. Tomorrow I'll be working with Vuyo Brown.
Nice.
Nah, so no rest for you.
So we are recording. I'm recording a 10-track album with all the musicians.
Oh,
it's 10 tracks, 10 videos.
Work ethic is more. I once tweeted that. I think I once checked you and said, your work ethic is too much. Because I remember you had posted in another city. Someone told me post, I said, when you're in Tower Foot, set up for tonight. Remember, when does this guy rest?
It's because you're not. I'm not going to that's too lazy.
I think this is a Pumula singer because, you know, this is why I'm mad. I think I still believe with him, man. So.
And make music because you know at times the music that you make it can mean so much to someone. It can mean, I mean, we're all going through a lot in life. You can make a song, maybe to you it's just, you know, one of those songs, but I'm telling you, and it is a deeper message than you ever thought it would have on someone's life. So that's, I think that's one thing that I like about people that make music, not because of the money but because they have the talent and they feel like it's giving back. Billy talent, I saw you out in Zimbabwe. It's for you also to give back and just heal someone.
I think, you know, like I said, the talent sazalwa silalo ngabe sali phiyong uNkulunkulu. So this is what we're doing. Lati sidlulisele phambili. And you don't know ukuthi ngubani oza receive content yakho ngendlela. You know, abantu ba receive ngendlela ezijine.
True.
Sikhosana, for example, back to Sikhosana. What is the CD cinemas? Then he started recording. Someone was recording TV to your WhatsApp, a circulator. Mandela, one born, one recorder. Sometimes you have to go to the recorder or anything is a pillar. And I always tell my musicians, especially about Sakula, what you want to do. You want to go to a recorder, you want to go to uyenze uzitshela ukuthi khona la nxa ingaphumela phandle ngale uzaba proud ngayo because awukwazi ukuthi khona iyafika endlebeni zikabani. And don't record and say ukuthi I'm recording this for Bulawayo or for Zimbabwe. Record it for the world. Because when we did our album, we didn't record it for America. We didn't know. We just recorded an album. Lapho iyafika khona izafika.
Okay. Interesting one. What one impact do you want to leave in the world? When someone mentions your name, what thought do you want them to have a candle up? When they hear Tuta Vusamkai, what are they supposed to think?
That's a tough one. I think I don't have any regrets. So if my name is mentioned, maybe but for some guy who tried to change the world in the like I won an eye, and who tried to unite people, especially my artists. Because for me, umuntu ngimbona njengomuntu, not because uzangenzelani uzanginikani. Respect umuntu wonke abancane labadala. So I think kakachekile ukuthi kuna sihloniphane. Sihloniphe umhlaba
la. Shout out to Knowledge Coupe for the visuals. K Coupe and Creatives Online for the visuals, guys. Siyabonga. Thank you so much for your time.